For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh, my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy this.
Fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
We're going to do this together.
Yes. Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for this good content.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Bulldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Man, hey, how are you?
I'm good. Let's not forget Kyle Coach Duggan.
Man, hey, how are you? That was crazy. I don't
that
know.
Really funny. I like that a lot.
I had something I was going to say.
How you going?
feels like you're the neighbor in Home Improvement. The guy on the side of the fence.
Oh, yeah. Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
I had something planned, and then I just abandoned ship like midway through it.
Your energy level was so high.
I'm excited to talk to you guys about
it. Oh, are you really excited about that Chargers Broncos game?
Nah, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited about Jim Harbaugh winning the playoff tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was fun to watch.
Lots to unpack, folks. We've got a heck of an episode lined up for you. We've got an Ask Bolt fam and lots of news to talk about with this Mr. Harbaugh situation. But before we get to all of that, let's start with the game. The game that we had this last Sunday.
Uninspired football.
That was really... That was rough. Yuck. I mean, a touchdownless game from the Chargers, losing 9-16. I don't know what happened between last week and this week. I know we didn't have Palmer out there, but that couldn't have been.
We didn't have a wide receiving core at all. Like,
no,
at all. They couldn't do anything. Erickson was our leading receiver with 7 receptions. He had almost 100
yards.
And that gives you an idea. I don't know what's up with QJ, man. Do not understand what's going on. Why he's not getting targeted, why he's not catching the ball, like what's going on.
Zay Flowers is incredible.
Oh, I saw so many people cursing our previous GM and head coach for not picking him because he's went out of his mind.
Zay Flowers is incredible. He's a really, really good football player. Mm. That's really hard. It's just like looking back, we were all so pumped about it. I think just this blind Charger excitement.
Yeah, blind
love. We had to be. Like,
you have to. You have no choice. Exactly. You really don't. You have to get excited about it. But like, anytime you draft someone that's like wasn't on anyone's radar, there's a good reason why he wasn't in anyone's radar right there. Mm. You know, like throughout the years, anytime we draft someone that's like, oh, they took a flyer. Oh, let's go. Let's see if this works.
Yeah. We saw him going in the third.
South Dakota State.
Oh, maybe we saw something nobody else did.
Yeah. Oh, Larry English? Northern Illinois? Let's roll the dice.
Yeah.
First round, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah. Anytime that happens, it just doesn't seem to pan out. Now, undrafted
it's a
guys.
A little red flag popping.
It seems
there.
Like we can assess a little bit better, but
sure.
Man, it's just hard. I've not given up on the guy at all.
No.
I think that he could have been a good second or third round pick and allow him to develop, and next year he'll break out. But a first round pick just has to be now. And it's very clear with the core that we have in that Denver game, Quentin still is not, he's just still not ready yet. So
right.
It's just a bummer. It was a bummer of a rookie season for him, but I'm not giving up on him. He'll develop, and I think he's got the work ethic. That's what they drafted, with the attitude and the work ethic. And
yeah,
hopefully he gets back in the gym and figures it out for this next year.
That is the hope. But yeah, this game was also rough on a defensive side as well. The one touchdown we gave up was to some guy named Lil Jordan. Lil freaking Jordan.
I can't believe they actually, the graphic said Lil.
Lil Jordan.
Lil Jordan.
Yeah.
Well.
Did I hear the announcer say that his brother wanted to name him Michael Jordan? So they settled with Lil Jordan instead?
Those announcers were some of the worst I heard all season.
What was the Jello comment? He said something about Jello. He's like,
good against good, better against best out of the Jello.
Whoever was caught, we got the worst broadcasting team on that one. That was embarrassing to listen to.
That was really rough to listen to. I really wish I could have listened to Matt Money Smith, but oh well. It was just a rough game on both sides of the ball. Couldn't get a touchdown, and we gave up a touchdown to little freaking Jordan. But the but the one shining spot was absolutely Khalil Mack hitting his 100th sack,
and the way he did it, the just way literally pushed the guard, literally jacked him up so hard.
If you're not going to let me get to the quarterback, then I'm just going to take you and push you into the quarterback.
Yeah.
And knocked him down. So, but, you know, it is what it is. We were kind of hoping to at least be a little bit of an upset for the Broncos. Not ended up being the case. And it is what it is. We saw also, I think, the Chiefs winning their dumbass game as well.
Well, there was a moment there where we were like, ooh, this we could really have a reason to play next week. And that all fell apart.
No.
Yeah.
Just did not shape up. No, so, reason. I don't know. There's not, Dicker was still great. Dicker made all his kicks. Three.
No, he missed. He missed one.
Well, he missed.
He got it, but it got.
It was deflected. It was I don't count it.
Yeah.
We're not counting that.
There was an obstruction in the way.
He's still perfect.
Partially obstructed. But yes, let's see. Looking over at Twitter, Josina Anderson, senior NFL insider from CBS Sports, tweeted out, "I'm told the expectation at this time for the Chargers is that they'll run their head coach and general manager searches simultaneously, per source."
Hear that, Athier? They might hire the head coach all first, Athier.
Well, one of them's going to get hired first. They're not going to do a simultaneous hire. So Athier could still be in what this.
No. I'm not saying that he's not. He's right. I'm just saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
The head coach,
it's not set in stone.
It's a simultaneous interviewing. So if they find the head coach first, it sounds like they'll just go ahead and make the call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully they already have found their head coach, and he's just waiting to win a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's waiting the hope. Next
go on, but the more I think about it, people are like worried, like, oh, if he would have lost that game, maybe there's a better chance he goes to the Chargers. Or going out on top is such a better way to finish what you had planned.
Yeah, Michigan legacy what you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Two years in a row, he got to, like, this game, and he didn't win. Yeah. So get past the hump, go win it all, and then, you know, close that book and come to us and open it, start a new book. Get us a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean,
that was a long walk.
I feel like losing that game would have been an easier transition to the NFL than if he gets to the championship game and loses. Mm. I feel like it'll be I'm not saying he won't, but it'd be harder to walk away. You know, you'd be like, oh my God, I was right there. Mm. So I feel like all Charger fans should be pro Michigan in this championship game next Monday.
Yeah, big time. I mean, and looking, I missed the first part of this game. I forgot the game was on today, and I only caught the last bit of it. But what a heck of an ending, going into overtime and getting the touchdown and then stopping Alabama on that last drive to seal the win. That was really pretty impressive. And
that's love close seeing games.
I know, and love seeing him out there celebrating. He just seems like a fun guy to be around, especially when you're winning.
Dude, me and my dad were watching this game. His glasses, there's something about them. I love them. They're bottle.
They're fish bowls.
They're this big. Yeah, they're this.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, he has the worst eyesight of any football coach that's ever existed.
He can't see. There's no way he can see without.
Can't see anything.
No.
And I'm for it.
Hilarious. Oh, by the way, I need to shout out this. I'm wearing this Liberty sweatshirt. This is my alumni. We played today against Oregon in the bowl game, which is a big deal for us. We're only 4 years into the FBS. So I put on this. I've had the sweatshirt on all day, left it on. Shout out to the Liberty Flames.
Fantastic. Where
it's
is
weird.
Liberty?
It's a weird thing to randomly have on. So
where's Liberty?
So. It's in Virginia.
Virginia. Cool. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Yeah. We got smoked. We got destroyed, but
listen, you made it.
You made it to a New Year's bowl game, boys.
You made it to one of the dances, and you know,
if you take the fantasy football approach, you made it. All right.
Dude, we were one of three undefeated teams in the entire country. So I'll take it.
Listen,
did you get beat worse than Florida State?
No.
That's a win. That's a win.
We were up 6-0 to start the game.
Shut up. That's great.
We lost 42-6, but we had the lead. To start.
Shut up. I love it.
Yeah. Shut up.
Stop the count. You won.
You win. Shut up.
All right. Well, looking over at Mr. Schefter, he put out that Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh has hired football agent Don Yee to represent him. Sources tell me and Pete Thamel. Amongst others, Yee represents Tom Brady and Sean Payton and has some pretty deep NFL ties.
I don't think you're not considering about leaving and going somewhere else and hiring an agent.
You're not hiring a new agent.
Yeah, you're not hiring an agent going like,
he has an agent.
He needs an NFL agent.
Right. He now has a new agent that has ties with specific franchises and is an NFL guy.
You're I'm going to hire you just in case I feel like doing this thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pay you some money for funsies.
For funsies. You just wait in the wings.
You seem like a good guy. Here's a couple $1,000.
Yeah. So that's obviously, that was a big flag for all Charger fans.
I got so excited when I saw that on Sunday when it came out.
And then
to me, that's done deal. That's all that means.
Yeah. And then Kevin pointed out
this, somebody messaged our post.
Okay.
With this, I will, while you say it, I'm going to bring it up and shout them out because they killed it.
Because apparently Don Yee doesn't just have deep NFL ties. He has ties to the Chargers. And this is in regards to a tweet from back in 2022 of May. The Chargers tweeted out, "This will expand opportunity for so many young people eager to get hands-on experience inside an NFL football operation. And we're partnering with Don Yee to create opportunity for leaders from the Asian American Pacific Islander AAPI community." So all right. Don Yee doesn't just have ties to the NFL. He has ties to the Chargers.
Yeah. And he's down with some Samoan Hawaiian football players, and that's my favorite kind of football player. So let's go.
That's kind.
And I want to shout out Ryan Connor because he sent me a screenshot of this and got to shout him out. Because
that's some good work going back to 2022.
Nice job, Ryan.
He just threw that Don Yee name in Google and Google Engine.
Just search.
Like, hey.
How connected is Don Yee?
He was on lock ready for this. Like, I posted and he was boom. I was like, what? Holy shit.
He's like, I remember that name.
Yeah.
From 2022. Yee. The Chargers Don Twitter. Yee.
But that's a weird, there's so many weird coincidences now that I don't want to be like conspiracy theory guy, but it feels like
do. Go deep.
Let's this
go.
Feels like a grassy knoll situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is like pigeons aren't real type of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. This shit might be flat.
This might be flat, yeah. It's an inside job. Sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke. And this is such a, I mean, I thought about this like the last time, you know, when we were trying to get a head coach and we ended up getting Brandon Staley. You know, there was a lot of head coaches that were being tossed around, but nobody was like, oh, this guy is a lock. There wasn't a lot of smoke in regards to who the Chargers were going to hire as a head coach.
There was no big, huge name.
To the point that like when we did hire Brandon Staley, it was like, oh, okay. I mean, that wasn't on anybody else's radar, but it goes
I guess
back to
Dable,
that.
Dable was the one name that everyone thought was
everyone
like
wanted Dable. Yeah. But I mean,
but there was
as
no
far
reports. Linking
right. There wasn't the smoke that is happening with Mr. Harbaugh here. So
well, we're forgetting a name It was Urban Meyer was the last big college name.
Oh, he was
that he was he went bit. To the same year was hired as Staley, and he went to Jacksonville.
Right. But was there a tie? Was there like
was there smoke
crossover?
I'm just saying there? that was like the big, like the what we're dealing with right now, the exciting college name.
That is true.
That's the closest we have. He never was in, you know, did anything in the NFL, so it's not quite
the
same.
He did a lot in the NFL.
Oh, he did. Great, but he did a kicked lot. Some kickers is what he did.
Looking back, did we dodge a ticking time bomb? Or did we just pick a longer detonation?
The way I'm looking at this, I love that. That is a like, great analogy.
Should we have just hired Urban and we would have blown up
something
a lot
with a shorter
sooner.
Fuse that would have just blown up quicker.
I have a thought on this. It's the way I look at a lot of this stuff, your career, what you do, like all this stuff in your life, it's all about timing. So the timing for this to happen, the year Harbaugh becomes available, yeah. We lose our coach with 3 weeks before, 4 weeks before the end of the season, right as he's supposed to put ink to paper on a Michigan deal.
And he's going through all this drama with Michigan and the NCAA.
This feels like it was absolutely meant to be. It really does. So I'm fine with what happened to get us here. If we can lock this down, it'll all be worth it.
Well, you know what else?
So you're saying Staley was a good hat. Wait. Oh, no, go. That was good. Go, keep going.
That was a great segue.
I'll give up my extra point.
No, finish your point. What was your point?
So you're saying that Staley was a good hire.
Yeah, because
it
brought
us necessary evil.
Yeah.
You know, to get to where we were going to be.
Exactly.
The ends justified the means.
Do you know what else is a necessary evil?
Our Patreon. Patreon.com/ChargerChat.
What a softball.
Oh, yes, folks. Patreon.com/ChargerChat. Lots of funny videos going on over there. We've got multiple tiers for you to join at. There's not just one. And we also, hey, we got a new Patreon member to shout out here.
What?
I know.
It's a long time.
It's been a bit of a dry spell. It's
been a while.
But
it's been a bit of a dry spell.
We have a new Patreon member to shout out, and that's Gio.
Gio, welcome to the party, pal.
Happy New Year, Gio.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gio.
Gio, thank you for joining us over at patreon.com/chargerchat. But if you don't want to go over there, it's totally fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask both fans. So go check out chargerchat.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, time to go on to the next segment. And I completely forgot about this, even though I saw them on the TV. I saw them coming out of the commercial break. Whopper, whopper, whopper.
Have it your way.
Have it your way. I'm talking about the brisket abroads.
One, two, three. Well, there's no place they wouldn't try to hang out with Justin and his squad. Get ready to hear their positive thoughts. It's time for Brisket Abroad. Do that, do
that, do that, do that. Give it a bit. Happy New Year. Oh, wait. Where's our glasses? Happy New Year, Zane! Oh, we got somewhere to be.
Yeah. We're not just wearing this for fun. I mean, it is for fun.
We thought, you know, it's New Year's Eve. We should probably go do something New Year's Eve-y. So we're gonna go dancing.
We just want to dance.
Oh, nice. Well, let's get into it. Time is of the essence. We're already fashionably late. Okay, for this game, we flew to Denver from Mississippi because that's where we were for the Christmas times. Look at this picture of me and Cooper.
He's such a good boy.
He's such a good boy.
We got a rental car using my free rental car days because we're actually in Boulder, Colorado. That's where the dancing is. So priorities.
We drove through Denver. If you've never been there, this is what Denver's like. We arrived in Boulder around 2 p.m. and then we went to the Goodwill to get these outfits.
Then we went to bed.
And then when we woke up, it was game day.
Whoop, whoop.
And we got breakfast from this place. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it was definitely Scandinavian in origin. Mm. We got these avocado toast that had flowers on it.
I don't know if I'm going to eat my flour. Yours is a yellow flower. Mine's a purple flower.
Hardy, hardy, schmergeder.
Your flower's huge.
Dare me to eat it?
Yeah, eat it.
I sure hope it was edible. It has to be edible, right?
We ate them.
Yeah.
We haven't died yet, so... Guess who we saw on the drive to the stadium?
Hey, look, it's Sean Payton.
That little stinker.
P.U.
He sucks.
It was December 31st in Denver, Colorado, so there was tons of, you guessed it, snow.
Winter Wonderland.
So much snow.
We're sledding.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
It's an angel. Like Justin Herbert.
Wow.
It's everywhere.
My gosh.
We stopped by the tailgate to say hello to all of our dearly loved ones.
First off, we ran into Bart.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Hey, baby.
He was looking pretty cool with those glasses.
Very festive.
And he spoke a word of truth.
2023 sucks!
Yeah!
2024! We're gonna win it all!
Yeah! I beat it!
What did he say?
He said 2023 sucks.
Oh, man, yeah, it was the worst.
You know, every year has its ups and its downs. And there are definitely a lot of beautiful ups. But there are a lot of learning opportunities as well.
Learning opportunities.
Yeah. We also got to see Heather and Laura Hancock.
Oh, look at these cuties!
Look at them. And we got to discuss which side of the Polaroid is the actual picture.
I don't know. It's all white.
No, it's the flip it.
That's the side? No, this is the side.
No, this is the side.
Hey, this is the side.
We finally figured it out. And we got to shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it for a while.
Oh my gosh.
Do you love it?
I've never loved anything more in my entire life.
Good times at the tailgate.
At the tailgate. Then we walked to the stadium. I thought you were going to say the next line.
Oh, this is what the clouds look like.
Little marshmallows. Little cotton balls in the sky.
This is what the clouds look like.
This is what the clouds look like. This is what the clouds look like. They look like cotton balls in the sky. In case you forgot, this is what the stadium looks like.
What do you think about the stadium now?
It's exactly as I remembered it. Why don't they have a picture of Russell Wilson up?
Oh no. Where's sad Russell Wilson? Who even is that?
I don't know.
They're like nondescript player.
Then we went inside. We walked past this mural we didn't see before. This is what it was like.
It's a mural. He's like, where am I? He's like, I don't know. Hey, that guy, hey. He's like, hey, look at me, I'm great Manny. He's like, Omaha. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like,
then we got our favorite Mile High snack.
Loaded chocolate.
kids' hot chocolate.
Then we went to our seats.
What row are we?
Round two.
We were in the second row, right by the tunnel that the Chargers players came out of. It was so nice.
So nice. Once we got to our seats, we saw lots of cool people on the sidelines, like this guy.
It's Adam. Hold on. Oh my gosh, it is Adam.
We saw you again. You didn't say hi again.
You didn't say hi again.
We're mad.
We were like, Adam, and you looked at us like,
that's not my name.
We said hey to all the players as they were walking into the tunnel. Some of them said hey back.
Let's go! Come on, Jam! Let's go, Dan! Let's go, Jam! Let's go, Cameron! Let's go, Jasir Taylor!
And then we also captured Mike Nowak capturing us.
Yeah! How you doing, Mike? Good.
I tried to get one of the Broncos trumpet players to play bump it a bump a bump charge.
Hey trumpet, can you go bump it a bump a bump? Bump it a bump a bump! Charge!
He almost did it.
He thought about it.
Yeah, but then he was kind of on to you.
Yeah, he wanted to do it.
He did.
But he knew he'd get in big trouble. Mm. Some exciting game day moments. They had people jump out of a plane again. That's like their thing. And they did it to the song Thunderstruck.
Thunder!
Everyone's obsessed with us.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's our song. This is what the people look like when they were landing.
Oh my gosh! Holy cow! Hey! Oh! Oh! Earth took a landing! Yeah! Woo!
Oh, no. I fell.
Could have been worse. Helicopters flew over after the national anthem.
Get to the chopper!
All the fan favorites were there. Linda and Thunder were there.
It's Linda and Thunder! Let's go, Thunder!
Barrel Guy was there.
Put some clothes on!
Justin Herbert was there.
I'm trying to find Joey and Justin.
There's Justin right there. I already found him. Right there. There, that hoodie, that gray hoodie right there. I'm so good at finding him.
Their psychopath horse mascot did his thing where he goes on the top of the stadium, shoots fireworks off, and waves a giant flag. It's just not safe.
Oh my gosh, there he is! What are you doing up there? Jump! Fireworks! Oh my gosh!
I think I know who caught the stadium on fire a couple years ago.
Okay, what else do we got on here?
We made friends
with Shannon and Christina next to us, which was great. We tried to help Shannon get on TV. We gave her some suggestions, but she wasn't into it.
Yeah. Come on, Shannon. Take your shirt off.
I am not doing it.
That's like the second time she's been told to take her shirt off.
Today.
Is that Justin Herbert?
You got to do whatever it takes, Shan.
You said you wanted to get on TV. She did get on TV, though, because we were on TV and she was next to us. This could be heaven. Then the game was over.
Couldn't wait.
What?
I have to pee so bad. And we said bye to all the players as they walked by, and some of them said bye to us.
Good to see you.
Bye, James. Would you believe it? Justin Herbert actually said bye to us.
Goodbye, Justin Herbert!
Come on, Justin!
Just kidding.
But you know who did come say bye to us?
Ha'alohi!
Where's Alohi?
Right there!
Got in!
Alohi!
Got in! Hey, good job!
Freaking Alohi.
He's the best.
He's the best.
He makes me feel so special.
Yeah. Thank you, Alohi.
Thanks.
And then, JG. We never actually really met JG. I mean, we got him to sign the book training camp last year. But it was very fast.
JG, you missed this part.
Yeah, I got him.
Come back. You signed it right here.
Thanks. And we've met his mom. She's fantastic. But then we got to meet him. And this is what he said.
JG, tell your mom. Tell your mom.
Thank you. We love you too.
So good.
Appreciate
you guys
for
all the support that you guys like showed me.
Yeah. You're so funny.
I really appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, JG.
What's your name?
I'm Heather.
Heather.
And I'm Mary.
Mary, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks, JG.
So nice.
He said he loves us. Did you hear that?
Yeah. He really meant it.
And now it's time for a confession. Last year we were a part of your fantasy football league, and we told you that we picked our entire J roster because of Justin Herbert. But that is not actually true. Because we were, what, we were 15th or 16th pick? So we knew that Justin wasn't. That wasn't going to happen. But there was another Jay that we're like, we want him to be on our team.
Yeah. We think he might be available.
So we actually did our entire Jay roster because of Jalen Guyton. Don't tell Justin. He won't care. Anyways.
He won't care.
Well, that's a wrap of our away game experience in Denver. And that's a wrap on the 2023 season of A Brisket Abroads.
Yeah.
Wow, guys. What a journey.
What a journeys.
And I wish we had time to do like a slow motion montage reel of all the highlight moments set to Sarah McLachlan's I Will Remember You, but we got to go shake our tail feathers.
Yeah.
Brisket Broads.
Happy New Year.
That is, that was so much fun.
Okay, so the whole time I was like, I wonder where they went dancing. Like, I wonder where this New Year's Eve
to the club, you know?
That's where I would want to go. It was like 40s. It was so awesome.
It was like in a middle school gym.
I love it.
Awesome. And then Kevin was like, yeah, that's exactly where I would expect him to go. That's the, me too.
Unsuspecting and rad. Thinking. That's probably one of the greatest nights of dancing. You probably like some 7-year-old guy swung you around, did the whole 40s energy.
Tells you about his time in World War II. And
yeah. They'd be really old. But
that's awesome. That's so cool. I want to go to that next year. That dance, that same exact year. Dance hall.
Boulder, Colorado. Here
Let's
we
go.
Come.
We just show up, bust the doors open.
We need more. I need a whole brisket abroad for that. Yeah. New Year's Eve night.
Just that.
That's hilarious. Oh, thank God. You. Oh, by the way, we didn't heard if you're going to do, if this is going to be a year three.
God, I hope so.
Are we running it back?
This podcast is going to start sucking ass if they're not doing it next year.
Yeah.
We're barely hanging on here.
We're hanging on by a thread. Well, that was very special, ladies. That was really quite funny. I loved all of the mentions of like thunder and thunderstruck and the waving. Oh, talking to Jalen Guyton. And
that's what it's all about, man.
That was so special.
How many fans have like one-on-one interactions where they like remember you like
that?
They
know who you are.
That's insane. I'm so proud of you guys for what you've done this year, the commitment you've had to like go to all these games and support them through the tough and the good and all that. So you guys are awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you guys. And it's bittersweet. I am so sad that this is the last one of the season. It really hasn't quite sunk in yet. There's not going to be any more.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, when we were watching that, Kevin was like, the next thing is freaking trivia. And my butt all puckered up a little bit.
Well, you just won. Why are you puckering?
I got a title to defend.
He's got a streak to start.
It's on.
And they know so much about these players.
They can't wait for these next set of questions. This is going to be a shit show. I can't wait.
It's going to be a problem.
I'm going to start working on my sign language right now.
Start looking up ice cream shops.
Yeah.
AP. Well, ladies, thank you so much. You really elevate this show with all of your hilarious moments and your editings and all of that.
It's amazing.
It really is special. We can't thank you enough. And hope 2024 brings all of us a little bit more something to be a little more high, as you mentioned in the segment. More highs, please, for 2024.
It's going to be hard, bod ass. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. This is going to be a fun offseason, boys. There's going to be a lot of moving and shaking.
Yep.
There is going to be a lot of moving and shaking. So, ladies, thank you so much for another awesome Brisket Abroads.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you next season.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Let's run it back.
Let's run it back.
But now, folks, it's time to go on to the next segment. Ask Bolt Fam. Let's go.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start off at the top with Gavler Bolt. Who asked the question?
Certified fresh?
No football related question. What was your favorite Christmas present and what's your New Year's resolution? My favorite present was a Chargers hoodie to add to my collection. All the best to the Bolt fam for 2024. Bolt up, K, love you, bye. Oh, P.S. I've changed my name and tag. So if Kev says certified fresh, then I win.
That's not fair. You can't change your name and your tag.
It's Gavin Gibson.
Gavin. Son of a gun. Well, your new name is fresh, so that's my loophole.
Sneaky rascal.
Gotcha. He wins, Kevin. You lose.
Didn't Kevin have like a...
There you go. He's not a good...
Didn't you have like a send him a sticker thing on the line? Didn't that used to be a thing?
Yeah, used to be.
You've not never sent anymore. The sticker, huh?
New year, new rules.
That's your resolution.
Yeah, not doing any stickers.
Stop messing up the certified fresh.
No more giveaways if you guys are trying to f-ing loophole me and pull it over.
It would be great if we made a certified fresh sticker that went out to all of the mishaps.
Ooh.
That would be pretty. Or they could just buy it, the certified fresh sticker.
Go to chargechat.com. We can get t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers.
Certified fresh sticker.
Just literally just take the f***ing, what is it? A Rotten Tomato certified fresh. Just give them the tomato.
Yep.
Let's go.
All right. Well.
Well.
Outside of that, he wants to know.
Answer the question.
What was your favorite Christmas present this year? And what is your New Year's resolution?
Who's going first? Call us out, Adam.
I have mine. You know, you go first, Adam.
Well, I mean, I feel like I should get mine.
Go ahead.
Let me go get it. All right. Well, my favorite Christmas present this year was this sweet ass Justin Herbert signed mini helmet.
Whoa, Kevin went crazy on both bids this year.
Oh, dude, really both bids is a real problem. That's my New Year's resolution. One item a month.
Get off of both bids.
So sick.
No, I'm not going to do that to myself. Account. That's impossible. But like one a month is a man more manageable.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, to have a Justin Herbert signed anything is amazing. And I love this. I love this helmet. I wish they would wear these helmets. Can you imagine?
No.
wearing these helmets in the regular season.
Maybe Harbaugh will come in and demand it.
Yeah, he's like, I got two things. One, bring these helmets out. All right, please. But yeah, love that Justin Herbert helmet.
What you, who else? Would you get, Kyle?
I didn't know that we were doing Charger Chat gifts this year. We didn't have a discussion.
Clearly, you got mine too, didn't you?
I didn't.
You got my Bolts bids.
It was awesome. Yeah. I got Kevin's bolt bid craziness. Mm-hmm. I got a Natron Mean signed jersey, and it's really, really
dude,
cool.
Sick.
It's getting framed, awesome. And it's getting put up. It's
hell
really
yeah.
I love Means.
I mean, that one, he's a Charger legend, mm-hmm. and two, the coolest name ever in the
Means
NFL.
Business, he's dude. Natron Means Business. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that was really good. And that was unexpected, because I didn't know. Usually we talk about it. It's like, hey, expect your gift by this time. And then I'm like, oh, crap. And I order gifts. We had none of that mishap. But I also got a sick backpack from Wool Dog Wooly. That's a Charger bag. That's now my new gym bag because the bottom has like a cooler section.
Yeah, it does.
Put like all of your like supplements and meals and drinks and all that. And then on the top, it has like a aired out section where I could put like my sweatshirt and my headphones and all that stuff. So
perfect.
That's a daily use backpack. Listen,
that's a win.
Listen,
I'm very happy
great
with
gifts
that.
For my boys. So awesome. Your guys' gifts will be coming. Let's just belated. It's the damn post
gift.
Office.
Sure.
No, yeah. I get it. It's fine.
So
no, one of, it's fine. It's fine.
One of my brother-in-laws sent me this.
What?
It's you can't tell. It's
I can't see
basically
nothing.
It's
green screen. It's a Harry Potter cloak.
This green screen's going off.
An invisibility cloak.
All right, none.
That's amazing.
All right, we're going green screenless. There you go. Okay. So it's, I got
grass.
Yeah. You know what this is?
I'm guessing for golf.
Yeah, that's
this goes to golf, my new golf net that I can practice at home and get ready to kick your f***ing ass when I
wow.
see you.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. Because I'm training my son to be able to beat you.
I know,
right
I panicked.
I know I can beat you. And my 6-year-old son will be able to beat you in the next 2 to 3 years. For sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, Paxi just started golf camp, so you're in trouble, dude.
Not anymore. I have my own golf camp here. I'm going to teach myself how to use this grass. It's going to be great.
Use it?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to use it.
I don't know. We'll see.
No, but I also got a really nice. I got Jurassic Park like weight thing from Adam.
Oh,
that,
that's cool.
It's like the
amber with the
amber. Yeah. And I got it's on the wall, but it's a flux capacitor that goes
from
with my
Back to the Future
corner.
So. Oh, nice.
It was a good holidays.
It was great.
Good Christmas.
Good times. Any resolutions you guys have?
Bolts bids. I wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do one. I can't
put one
only.
A dollar amount or just one a month?
I can't do more than one a month.
One,
what if that
1
a month is like $5,000?
Well, I'm not an idiot. I'm not doing that, but like you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Shut up.
All right. Well,
I don't have a resolution. I don't know. I'm working on a lot of stuff all the time. I don't know. I don't have anything specific for this year.
Been around this planet 39 times, about to be 40. After 38 bad resolutions, you learn just to just get by.
Let's just get through it.
Yeah, let's just get through this and we'll be happy. So, all right. Gavler Bolt, a.k.a. Gavin Gibson. Thank you
son of a bitch.
For asking
that was
the question.
Really sneaky.
That was very,
very sneaky.
Sneaky,
sir.
Yeah, very sneaky, sir.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question. Happy New Year to all the pod family. That was a rough game to watch. I mean, not just performance-wise, but just staying awake. I fell asleep during the start of the third and woke up for Austin Eck's fumble review. It's been a while since I've fallen asleep during a game. That's how you know it's that bad, I guess. LOL. That being said, what are some remedies I can try to make it through the last game of the season next week? Hopefully, this is the only time I'll have to use it for a while. K, love you, bye.
The Patrick Mahomes drinking game. every time he complains or does something on the sideline.
Yeah, you could do like a bingo card or any type of drinking game where drink every time this happens, or get a whole board up of, hey, if this happens, check that off. You fill up your bingo card, you win.
Yeah.
There's ways to make
and
it
buy yourself a gift card and hand it to yourself when it's all said and done if you get the bingo.
Congratulations, bingo. Me. Hey, thanks,
I did
me.
This.
Yeah,
that's, in all honesty, that game was hard, very hard to watch.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't entertaining at all.
There was just so many short passes and
three and outs. I mean, how many three and outs did we have?
That's what happens.
I think we only converted one third down.
Yeah, it was
the whole
like,
game.
The week leading up to this, I'm like, Easton Stick, he's our guy. Like, he's our backup quarterback for the future.
Sign him to five more years.
And it just doesn't have anybody.
The whole idea about a backup quarterback is, who could you have on your roster that could win you a game if you need it?
Yeah, it's him.
So he's now 0-3.
Yeah.
He's now 0-3. I mean, I will say he's not gotten a very fair shake coming into a season where it's already over. You have none of your top three receivers for any but one of the games. I mean, his stat line isn't terrible. 24 of 38, 220 yards. Like, took care of the ball, had a decent, like, completion percentage. It's not god-awful. It's just like, I guess that's just what you expect out of backup quarterback, million-dollar-a-year guys. You're not going to get all that.
Right.
I mean, Stidham's getting like $6 million a year, $5 million a year. It's like, I would rather have Easton Stick at $1 million a year than Jarrett Stidham. If you're a two-year backup quarterback, you're screwed no matter what. It's just
right.
The way the roster construction works, you're screwed.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, find some fun games to make it a little more engaging for you, Andrew. And whether that's drinking games or bingo cards or bets you make to yourself. You could also make little side bets. I know the Duggan brothers here have been making bets with each other. And
still
that's
going pretty well.
Kept it pretty interesting.
It's a long game. I'm playing the long game.
One of these days, it's going to be a double or nothing, and Kyle's going to hit. So
Kevin set me up hard with the
talking about. Shut up.
So there you go, Andrew Ramsey. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Philip, who asked the question. When the going gets bad, who's your second team that you'll kind of pull for once the Bolts season sufficiently in the crapper? Usually for us, it's the Eagles, but we've adopted the Lions this year too. NFC makes it not feel like cheating.
That's a good question. I'm on the fence. Two teams. The Browns, just because Flacco and the Browns, and
it's a good storyline.
They feel like us, and the Lions feel like us. So basically, teams that feel like us, like
Lions, Browns, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to beat the Ravens ever again the rest of the season, but that would be cool.
Yeah, I would say the Lions for sure. That coach. It's hard not to love that guy and everything that he's put out there for this team and the emotions.
So it's kind of
like that.
It's kind of a year to year thing for you guys, like based on the year.
Yeah, no, it's not a consistent, like, oh, it's always this team or anything like that. I'll always root for the underdog. I mean, that is the team to root for. So if that happens to be the Lions and the Browns, so be it. But
and then I'll bet on them and Kyle will pick the other team and you should probably win.
Eke out a win.
Well, you're getting a real confident.
20 more bucks.
20 more bucks.
So I live in really close vicinity to my two brother-in-laws, and they're, I don't know why my sister is married these two random sports team fans, but my brother-in-law lives like down the street. He's a diehard Bears fan, has a bear tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, Tyler, he's the man.
Born and raised in San Diego, but he's just a diehard Bears fan. So I'll jump on his, I'll like support him just because I want his team to win. Mm. We're both in it together usually, like, oh man, this sucks. We both suck. This who gets a better draft pick? So that's really
race
tough.
To the bottom.
So I support him, but usually it's like a sympathy support because they're out of the playoffs too. Mm-hmm. But then my other brother-in-law, my little sister's husband, Brad, he's from Maryland, so he's a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit more fun and easier to support him, because they're
probably going to win the Super Bowl this
dominant
year.
Right now, yeah, like they're hands down the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Them, it's got to be them Niners, It's got to be the betting favorite for sure. Mm-hmm. But Kyle Van Noy, my boy, is on their team. So
that's true.
That
yeah.
makes it a little bit easier. I don't. That's the thing. I don't root for him, but because my brother is.
You can be happy for him.
He's a very, they're both very intense fans. It's not like they're like, oh yeah, I'm from here, so I'm going to watch the game. And
they know their teams.
Oh, yeah. They're both like, oh, the game's about to get on. They put on their jerseys type of guys. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to root with them.
Yeah.
But it was also really fun to talk crap when we beat them. So it's goes
hell yeah. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Got a little ammo, you know, for if it ever comes up.
Yeah, we destroyed the Bears. And it was so cool.
Suck it, Tyler.
T-Bone.
All right. Philip, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Duck Nguyen, who asks the question.
Kevin, hurry.
I have a multi-part question, all right? First, do you think the artist formerly known as Coach Staley is still watching our games, all right? Second, do you think the D3 hack is rooting for the Chargers or against the Chargers after his unceremonious firing after another one of those games that happens to anyone who has coached long enough in the NFL, all right? C, do you think the ex-coach will learn from his mistakes and be a better coach in the future? Or is he blaming everyone but himself because he's the smartest guy in the room? I mean, how does a defensive guru gifted with a Golden Boy QB and all-star talent everywhere blow this meal ticket of a perennial playoff team? Why couldn't he succeed? Because he couldn't get out of his own way and refused to simplify his defense or take points when he can... based on gut and momentum instead of full-on analytics all the time? How do you blow a 27-point lead? How can you let the Raiders score 49 before the half? Jim Baugh or bust? The span, I better not waste another Hall of Fame QB's career. Aight? Still, charged up in VA.
I think you got a lot off your chest there.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, he came in hot, had a lot to say, said it all.
And yeah. Feels better, I'm sure.
Let's go.
Yeah, definitely Jim Barr or bust. That seems to be the big deal. And that was...
The question is, he's probably, I imagine he's watching the game, or he just totally removing himself. But he, you know,
he's got to remove himself.
I don't know, dude. You're a football guy. You think you're not watching?
You're just like shutting off football. Yeah, he's still watching football.
You're still watching games. Like, no matter what, if you're a football guy, you're a head coach in the NFL. You love football.
You know what? I hope he watched.
Not watch.
I hope he watched that Michigan game and how a real coach does it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's tough.
It's just, I'm having fun. Calm down. When did this become a serious podcast?
Oh, Kevin.
No, this is a good burn. It was a good burn.
That's very
He's
good.
Feeling that.
We're going to have to talk about this after we're done recording.
Shamelessly
Kevin.
Burned podcast.
Shamelessly burned.
It is a question. I mean, we were all excited about having Staley. We all thought, yes, you've got Justin Herbert. Yes, you've got an all-star talent. Super Bowl, baby, here we come. And just didn't work out this year. And it's hard to tell with not knowing all the behind the scenes, but it certainly does feel like there was a lot of Staley getting in his own way situations.
Do you think he will get another like DC job next year, or he'll be a position guy?
It's hard to say. His defense was terrible.
Yeah.
The last 3 years. Like, he got lucky 1 year essentially, and three really bad. We were in bottom of all categories for his entire reign as coach. So it's hard to say.
He had 1 year outside of being in the Charger head coach. So he was the DC.
Yeah. Well, just for 1 year, he had a great team, but it seems like maybe he kind of walked into a really nice situation. Mm-hmm. And when he was able to build whatever he wanted,
did you see
it fell
apart. They just made the playoffs with 90% rookies.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember we talked about that?
Oh, that they were going to be the worst team.
Holy cow. They're half of their roster is undrafted free agents. Like, what are they? How is this possible?
That's coaching.
They're in the
right
playoffs.
There. That's coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have an incredible head coach. So, yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I think he'll get on as a position coach somewhere.
That's my guess, too.
But I don't think he'll be a head coach in the next 10 years.
No.
We'll see if he's even a DC right away.
I don't think he will be. I think he'll be a position coach somewhere. Maybe in Miami with Vic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Duck Nguyen, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bolt Girl, who asked the question. Should the Chargers release Joey Bosa?
I don't know if this is this feels like a very certified fresh heavy episode.
Girl on before.
It's not coming up. Yeah, I just don't want to be sound like an idiot again. That's the problem.
This is like three in a row, dude.
I'm not. She's not coming up. But,
all right.
It's nice to have you, Bolt Girl.
Shoot your shot. Way.
My bad. Shit. But Joey Bosa, yeah, he's a big cap at the end of the year. Cutting him, trading him, I don't know, something is going to... He's the one that I'm looking at that makes the most sense. He's only played like 9 games in the last 2 years. So you can't pay him that much if he's not going to be on the field. Just you can't do it.
I mean, the question is, do you trade him or do you release him? Because he still has another year on his contract. So if you release him...
You got to get something for him if you can. That's why you wouldn't try.
Right. Well, yeah, you try, but... I don't know.
Coming off an injury, I don't know anyone that's going to be able to fork up anything for a guy that the reason we all don't think that he's worth it is because of injuries.
Mm-hmm. He's a great player.
When he's on the football field, he was incredible.
Yeah.
But like, if we're willing to trade him, I don't know a team that wouldn't just be like, okay, good luck, cut him, and then we'll see what happens.
Right.
You know, I don't know why we would want to take that dead cap hit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why when I posed that question to you guys last week, when I had to jump off of the trading Khalil and Keenan, as opposed to Mike Williams and Joey Bosa, is like, who's to say that he's not going to get healthy next year and go off?
Right.
But I get it.
Chances are he will, because
believe me, believe me, I get it. Like cutting him. Yeah. You free up some cap space, but you take, A lot of dead cap.
Yeah.
You take a big hit and you're losing 2 or 3 players with that dead cap. You know, right. Like when we talk about rebuilding a roster, cutting these high profile guys, that's tough. It's tough to continue to build teams with limited cap space with a gajillion-dollar quarterback when you're just cutting guys that you owe a lot of money to.
So I've got a question then. Was it the Ravens that you were talking about that had a bunch of undrafted free agents?
The Rams.
That's what I was about to say. It's a Ram. Like, this is a Rams.
This feels like, okay, well, if we can't restructure contracts, then it's going to be a bunch of undrafted free agents.
Bunch of young guys. Yeah, we have to get young.
That are going to be on this team. So I feel like that's still a possibility. I mean, there is you talk about, like, you've got half the cap wrapped up in about 4 or 5 guys.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. But those guys, when they play... At the very least, when they are healthy, are studs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're playmakers.
I'm looking at longevity. Longevity, like guys that are on the field. Like Keenan is on the field. I'd say he's the most consistent wide receiver we have, except for these last couple games, because there's no real reason to go risk anything on him. Mm-hmm. The thing is, what Khalil's done, he's played every game he's been a Charger. And he's pushing guards back into quarterbacks for sacks. Like, I'm taking Mac over Bosa, hands down. Even though he's older, he's 32. Sure. You can still get a year or two out of that. Would you have one more year with Bosa where he might play half the games, or one more year with maybe a slightly declining Khalil Mack, which slightly declining is insane because he was in the running for, like, most valuable player and defensive player.
Right.
So that's just kind of where I'm at with those two.
No, I get that 100%, but what are you going to get in return for that gigantic Khalil Mack? Like, 1 year of Khalil Mack, these top contenders will want that, and they'll be willing to give something up for it.
Right.
You know, like, put Khalil Mack on the Eagles or the Cowboys. That's an incredible jump. Like, that's huge for them going into their, they know that they're Super Bowl contenders every year, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, they'd be willing to give that youth that we need up for that, whether they give up a second round pick or a third round pick or whatever it might be, that we now don't have to take a dead cap. We don't just, we don't get any money to use towards players because we cut this guy. Right. You roll the dice on Joey Bosa, who is an elite player, being more healthy than he was the last 2 years. So just think about this. If you have a fully healthy Joey Bosa, and then you also get another second round pick, which should be a starter, Tuipulotu, in place of dead cap and Khalil Mack. That's the hard part that goes into being a GM, is you have to make those hard choices.
Right.
I just don't know if you're getting a second round for him, and with how much you're taking over that contract, you're going to have to pay him the $30 million or whatever he's going to get. I think you're going to get a late round pick. And in that situation, I don't know if it's, I just don't know. Because I don't think you're getting a second for Khalil or
cutting
Joey.
Joey Bosa, just taking the dead money. Just you get no players for all that money.
Right. It's where this position we put ourselves in, or position that Telesco put us in. We have to figure it out now.
Deuces, fuckers, deal with that. Good luck figuring out the cap. I'm out. Peels out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think that they should release him, but obviously there needs to be contract discussions and they got to figure out the cap situation for sure. Bold Girl, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Ronnie Delgado, who asked the question.
Happy New Year, homies. What comes first, GM or coach? Excited for a new chapter of Chargers football.
What's up, homie?
What's up?
So GM or coach? They're doing it simultaneously. Here's another bet for you guys. Who's going to be the GM or the coach?
We're going after some bigger names right now. So those are more of a priority over a GM because you want those guys to have input. I think it's going to be coach first. If we get Harbaugh, it's going to be Harbaugh first. Harbaugh's going to want input. He's going to want input on that. You're not going to just go hire somebody the day before you bring Harbaugh in. What is that saying to him? It's saying we're still going to have control over the situation and all that stuff we promised to give up. We're not giving up.
Right.
So, just kidding. Yeah, he fooled you. Yeah, it's like you're going to be handing him everything pretty much to come do it. Like, I guarantee it. So I think it's going to, if I get what I want Harbaugh, it's going to be coach first. Then they're going to figure out what the GM is.
Yeah, I get the idea, but I think that in the past, when you hire the GM, I don't know. It just feels like it's moving to a place where if you hire the GM, you're going to get a first year coach because the GM, this is our GM. This is who we really want. We want him to have, we believe in him, right? So, let's get him, and then he can have control of hiring the head coach, telling him what to do, giving him the players.
Right.
Leave me out of this. That I don't know why in my head that's just how it works with the way that the NFL's kind of functions right now. Mm-hmm. But if you're going after a high-profile head coach, he's not going to want to be like, oh, yeah, who's my GM? Oh, I hate that guy. You know, like control, I don't want to work with that guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're getting a high profile head coach. It feels like you kind of go after him first. He's the priority.
Well, and they're basically flipping it. They've always done 10-year GMs. They've done it twice back to back. They did AJ for 10 years. They just did Tom for 10 years. Now they're going to flip it. They're going to offer a coach an 8-year contract. They're going to just basically flip the dynamic of that. You're going to commit to a coach, and then you're going to have the coach in who's going to decide who he wants to help manage what he wants. It's a little less of getting the guys, you use them. Buddy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Do the research, run the scouting, department the best you can, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.
Deal with agents. Do the paperwork.
Yeah. So who's to say that, is it JoJo Wooden isn't could be a good fit for the situation?
I don't think that's a bad head coach, a bad signing. He knows the organization. He knows all the players that we have in house. He knows what we have on the books. And he's not like a seasoned GM that's this is how we do it here. This is how I'm going to run this show.
Yeah. And who's to say that we don't just do a 1 year with JoJo and then he's you know what? I'm in here. I'm comfortable. I know what I want. Later, JoJo, I'm going to bring in this.
Yeah.
I got the lay of the land. I know what I need. We're moving on. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I just think if we want something different, this is a great place to start. This is where all the decisions are made for the players. Start there and then we'll see what the trickle down effect is.
There you go. All right, Ronnie Delgado, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to 6-1 Shaggy, who asked the question. What do you guys believe is the number one important quality that the new head coach must have? What do you think, Kyle? What's the quality?
Let's start with the coach.
I don't know. The more I think about it, the more for me, the most important thing that I think that was so lacking in Coach Staley, and I think we saw it in the development of our players, is being able to attract great assistant coaches. Hmm. You need to be a personality and a known winner that people want to come and learn from. So I just put myself in assistant coach's shoes. If I'm in the assistant coach pool and I have the opportunity to go work for Brandon Staley, for 150K a year, or let's go high. Let's say they're going to be like, oh, we know he's not a big draw. I can go work for Brandon Staley for 400K a year as an assistant. I don't know how much assistant coaches make. I'm spitballing.
Yeah.
Or I can go work for Bill Belichick for 100K. Who am I going to go work for?
Yeah.
I'm going to go work for Bill Belichick and learn how to be a good head coach and learn how to how to develop players and call plays and run a system. Like I just think that Staley wasn't a draw as a head coach.
That's interesting.
If you're an assistant, you're only going there to get get somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going there to I'm going to learn and invest and be a part of this. And I know it's going to pay dividends in the future. Mm-hmm. You're going there because you're like, this is a stepping stone. I'm going to get in here, grind real quick and then get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you hire a guy like Harbaugh, that's instantly everyone from the college arena, the NFL arena, they're going, this guy wins at every level.
Yeah.
How does he do it? What culture does he create? I want to go be a part of that. And that's how you develop young players.
People
we have not had a lot of young draft, late draft picks, young guys develop into studs. We just haven't. Even our studs haven't progressed to become that much
super
better. You know,
hyper studs.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, ultra arguably his best stud. Season was his rookie year.
Stud.
You know, Justin Herbert had an incredible rookie season. And then since then, he's still been good, but you haven't seen these giant leaps every year. So I just think that the ability for the new head coach to bring in incredible assistants is the most important thing.
I think that's a really great point. I remember,
it's fantastic.
Remember when we heard that Rinaldo Hill was giving up being the defensive coordinator for the Chargers to go work as a position coach in Miami?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that should have been screaming at us a little louder than probably we wanted to take, pay attention to it.
Right.
But that's absolutely clear of what happened. So I'm on board. And just watching that Michigan game, how many of that staff would follow him to the Chargers?
Right.
You know what I mean? And
they'd be dying for an opportunity to go to the NFL with Harbaugh.
You just follow him there. Let's go. So I'd be curious to see how that would all pan out.
All right. That's a great answer, Kyle. And there you go. 619 Shaggy, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Daryl 21, who asked the question.
Oh, happy new year to our peeps in the Charger chat and onto one hell of an offseason. Oh, as I said here tonight, after our 11th loss, we currently sit in the 6th spot of the draft. Hoo-ha! I seem to remember picking up a certain kick-ass player at number 6 a few years ago. Hoo-ha! Now, on to my question. By now, we all know the news of Harbaugh hiring an actual agent as of today. So if his agent is calling for a ridiculously high contract demand and we aren't able to grab him, do you have this funny feeling that they will go after Dan Quinn from the Cowgirls? Oh, my thinking is they will go after him and hire him to pair with Kellen Moore, and it'll be an excuse for them to say, see, we got you an experienced head coach like you all wanted, and we could keep Herbert with the same coordinator. Hoo-ha! Quinn would jump at it in a heartbeat. Oh, and the Chargers wouldn't have to pay major bucks. Oh, you see what I'm saying? Am I crazy to think this just might be pulled? They just might pull this crap on us. Oh, remember, Quinn choked a 25-point lead and was fired by Atlanta not too long ago. I'm just saying. Hoo-ha. Your thoughts, guys? Give it to us straight. Can't love you. Bye.
I don't like this question, Daryl.
You're connecting
too many dots, Daryl.
So, honestly, the Chargers, this whole thing right now feels like a popularity contest a little bit, and the Chargers feel like they're not, allowed to hang out in certain parts of the quad in high school. You know what I mean? They need to go out and do something big, massive, because we're kind of embarrassing. You're not going to just take a little...
We're in the library eating lunch by ourselves.
Yeah, you're not... Yeah, you have bullies waiting outside the library internet to make sure you stay in there, because you can't come out and ruin the vibe of everyone else.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to have to make a swing. They're going to go big and do something they haven't done before. Too. And yeah. Quinn isn't that for me at all. Another kind
is
of a lateral
possible?
Step. Yeah, for
100%.
Sure.
I could see
it's very possible.
I could see Dan Quinn being announced as the Chargers head coach.
It's like the not the worst case scenario, but it's definitely step down from our hopes and dreams. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The bar gets lowered extensively if that ends up being the coach.
Sure.
Yeah.
Announcement. But yeah, you're connecting some dots there, Daryl, and
I just don't know. But this
I don't
is
like
all
those dots, Daryl.
This hypothetical is all centered around that the idea that Kellen Moore needs to stay with Justin Herbert. And I don't know if that is something we need to like.
Based on what we did this year on offense,
I don't
know if it's like we have to keep Kellen Moore, you know?
I'm not. Yeah, I know he's been dealing with a limited roster of guys he can play, but I'm not thrilled. I've watched a few Charger games this year where I was like, man, this isn't fun. And that's because we weren't doing what we did with Justin Herbert his first years as a Charger.
Right.
It just didn't feel the same. I was hoping this huge turnover, this huge change. Right. It just hasn't been the case. And I just wouldn't be thrilled with like, oh, this will work out perfectly. They used to be on the same team together, so let's put them together. That's probably convenient. What if these two hate each other? What if they never liked each other on
what
the team?
What if you hire Dan Quinn and he's like, nah, Kellen Moore, pack your bags, loser.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah. So it's
okay.
It's hard to say to make the, you know, I don't know. This is a question bugs me out. I hear it though. I hear what you're saying.
It makes sense.
It feels like the total Charger switcheroo let down higher. That's what it feels like. You know, we were all like Urban Meyer. And then you hired Brandon Staley and everyone had to Google Brandon Staley. Like, what?
Remember when they kept putting up the wrong picture of him? It was like the defensive line coach or something. Yeah. And everyone thought that was Brandon Staley for a month and a half. That's what we got. We didn't get a known guy in that sense. So,
yeah. I'm just not going to believe this. I don't know. I'm just choosing. This is not a truth for me. This is 2024.
Right.
I get to choose. This is not my truth. I don't believe that Dan Quinn.
This makes sense on paper, but there is nothing to say that this is how it will be, and we will refuse to believe it until.
I feel like the Spanos have too much pride. Like, they're being teased. You know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
they're a joke.
The NFL is being teased of, like, you don't want to spend money. You've hired 3 first-time head coaches.
Right.
So you can spend $2-4 million a year. You guys are losers. You always lose. You now have your own verb of chargering.
Right.
And so now you're on the outside. Good luck, guys. Glad you drafted Justin Herbert. I really think that now is the time they know they have to go do something like Harbaugh.
Yeah. Makes sense. Daryl, you're thinking, and I like that. But
I like it. I think he's on the same page, though.
Give us some new dots next week.
Yeah, some new dots.
Thank you for asking the question, but let's move on now to DJ Jones, who asked the question.
Howdy and happy new years to the Charger Chat podcast and the community. The pain is almost over and ready to roll into the 2024 season. My question is, if each of you were owner, who would your new GM, head coach, DC, OC hires be? And if not Harbaugh, then how about Tomlin? K-Love you, bye, BTSU.
Whoa.
All right.
I needed to know about this ahead of time.
No, this is easy. I'm going to do exactly what the Spanos should do. Hire Jim Harbaugh, let him decide whatever the fuck he wants. Have it all. You pick all these positions. I don't care. Go. Have fun.
So you're saying as long as you have Jim Harbaugh.
I don't care.
Everything will work.
Everything else will just fall into place.
We don't need to have 5 cooks. You don't need my opinion. I hate when there's like too many cooks in a kitchen and no one can come up with the straight idea. Let's have a clear path. If it's the right decision, it's the wrong decision. I don't give a shit. That's the decision we're making.
Mm-hmm. So, and that guy gets fired if it doesn't work.
Exactly. There's accountability for that.
You know where to cut. You know where to cut it off.
And I guarantee you, there's some coaches that don't want that accountability. I want to hire a coach that wants that accountability, that wants these things. Mm-hmm. So give me that. And the Tomlin thing, he's won like all of his games since we last talked about him. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's an incredible coach.
That's insane.
The fact
if he
that
was available, we would absolutely be stoked about
it. He's not going to.
There's no way
he's available.
Yeah.
No, he has not had a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, and they've never had a losing season. That's insanity. We've had Justin Herbert, and we've had one winning season. You know, it's like, it's just insanity. I don't know. I kind of agree. It's like, I feel like in my mind, the way that I'm thinking right now with DCs and OCs, it will change. Kind of like my answer to the couple questions ago. Once you get Jim Harbaugh, I think you're, avenues of coordinators and coaches that come alongside you are so different. And in the same way, if you get Harbaugh, the GM that you want is so different. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't need a super seasoned in a winning organization GM. I don't think that that's the right blend, because they're going to be used to doing it a certain way, where they have a young head coach that was just coming up and they needed a lot of leadership and guidance. It's like you look at the Niners, like I think that John Lynch did a lot to help that whole organization, even with Shanahan being a great coach and all of that. But I think John Lynch offered a lot. So I don't think you need all of that when you have a Harbaugh in place. So I think one of these dominoes has to fall before I can decide what I like for all of the other spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. It's kind of a cop-out answer, J.J. Jones, but...
It is. It is a little bit, but it's just... I don't know. I think it's just one comes with the next.
Right.
Type of thing.
Just because like everybody is good at that one position doesn't mean that that's a good team to put together. Like, finding a DC or an OC that are like, oh, they're really good at what they do. You don't know if that's going to mesh with the head coach or the GM or vice versa. So it's hard to think of like an all-star team to put together. It's hard to think of like, okay, what DC out there would I like? I mean, my focus is always on the Chargers. I don't know what DCs or OCs are available for other teams either.
They're not even what they're even good DCs. At. They're going to be player personnel coordinators that we hire up to be a GM. You know,
right?
Well, and so, for what I, it's easy for me because I have a direct comparison for this. Like what I do for a living, I'm a director of photography. I shoot movies. Each movie is different. There's a new staff for each movie. So like there's certain movies I go into where the crew's there. Mm-hmm. There's certain movies that I go into where I can pick the guys I want to bring on.
Right.
I'm telling you, the ones where I pick the guys that I want to bring on work so much better because we have so many years of working together and understand each other so quickly.
Right.
Day one of shooting, we're making the day no matter what. Day one of shooting with this brand new staff that I don't know that was hired for me, no guarantees we're going to get moving until like halfway through the movie. Exactly. So that's my analogy for the importance of being able to bring in who you want and not get paired with somebody that there's a great gaffer or whatever, but may not work with my sensibilities.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point. There you go. DJ Jones, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to the K-Man who asked the question. Question. For each of you, what's the number one position the Chargers should address in the first round of the upcoming draft? Thanks so much for answering my question. I love you all. Bye.
Love you too, K-Man.
Yeah, love you.
Yeah, love you.
All right.
You guys got? So, what's your position?
All right. So I'm going to cop out first, and then I'll give you my answer.
Okay.
The cop out first, if you're top five with the quarterbacks that are coming out in this draft,
yes,
I think you can move down a lot. And I think you could recoup some picks. Like we talked about, if we're looking at cutting a 30 mil a year guy, the dead cap's going to be real bad. Mm-hmm. So we need some of these young guys. So I think if we're a top five pick, we're trading that out and we're moving down. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to draft a DB. I think a corner in the first round makes a lot of sense for our team. I think fully healthy with the guys that we have, our offense should be really good. It should be. Mm-hmm. Now, I would love a tight end. Believe me, Brock Bowers, if he's there at six, it's going to be hard. Five or six, it's going to be hard not for me to be like, draft him.
Pull the trigger.
But I think looking at the totality of the roster and like price points, I think you could get a serviceable tight end kind of continually for not a whole lot of money. In free agency. Mm-hmm. But I think we don't have any corner. I really don't know a corner that we have on our team that's dominant. Mm-hmm. And I think you look at these teams that are really good. They have great defensive backs. You just have to have it in this NFL.
Right.
We don't have it. Like if you Alohi's a free agent, you have Derwin, but we've seen Derwin, like he's best in the box. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, like you take Derwin out, you take Alohi out, Mike Davis is out. All you have is Asante Samuel Jr. Mm-hmm. Our defensive backfield needs a lot of help and you can't just go pay a lot of free agents. So
it's an expensive position.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion, you have to draft. It would be great. It would be great to draft a corner safety. Mm-hmm. If one fits in that spot where wherever we're drafting, corner safety would be a good position to draft.
Excellent.
Yeah. I this is the first year where I'm kind of like, yeah, move back, get an extra second. Yeah. Cause then you can, for the ones that I think need to be addressed. And I know we just signed a guy, but seeing how the pocket collapses a lot of the time, we need another tackle I know what it is. I know people think I hate Pipkins. I haven't shown otherwise, but I don't, I think we need to, if we're going to be elite, especially watching, you know, I'm comparing everything to Harbaugh, but way that offensive line moved people around and we're able to run the ball, you need a new offensive lineman. And it just needs to be a fact, especially that. Mm-hmm. But I think if you move back, you could probably get a, you know, wherever you traded with that first round to get a cornerback, you know, a really serviceable top three cornerback. Mm-hmm. And then you go, you know, offensive line right after that. And then edge, more just Hawaiian, whatever you want to do, really.
Whoever's Polynesian, the best available Polynesian.
Best available Polynesian. It's not a best available player, best available Polynesian.
Give us our BAP. Yeah.
Yeah. BAP it up.
All right. Well, I mean, I've said it
that's
before.
That's really awesome. I like that.
It's got to be center. No.
Center.
I think center is going to be absolute position need, but not in the first round.
Third. We said our Oregon center we really like, right?
Yeah. He's going
he
in like
sat
second
out of today's bowl game. He sat out. He didn't even play. He's like, I'm going to the draft. It is. I'm gonna be a stud. I don't have nothing to prove in this bowl game.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to be a second or third round guy. So
I like that
that's
Georgia center though that you sent us, Kyle.
That guy's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, I like that guy. Not necessarily first round. First round, I would love a tight end. I would love just a dominant tight end. I feel like that is because I mean, as I'm sitting there watching the game, I'm like, we're probably not going to have Gerald Everett. We're probably not going to have Donald Parham. Mm-mm. We've already let Trey McKitty go. Yeah, I mean,
Stone Smart is all you got.
Stone Smart God. And Nick Van Nett.
Okay, let's talk about Stone Smart. That onside recovery, he didn't even want it.
No.
He did not want that ball at all.
That was really hard.
He's a quarterback. He quarterbacked on that onside kick.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a D2 quarterback move. Mm. Not happy about it, Stone.
So
bummer.
Yeah, I would say tight end. If not tight end, my second pick would be it depends on what's going to happen with the with these guys.
There's a lot of dependent
because I mean, if you keep Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, then I'm fine with it because you still got Thule sitting back there. So I would say probably cornerback or maybe even linebacker. I feel like linebacker is going to be pretty thin too because we're letting K-9 go. I think Eric Kendricks probably isn't going to stick around. Nick Neiman isn't the answer.
He's still got one more year.
Who?
Eric Kendricks has another year on his
contract. Oh, yeah, two? Okay.
Yeah, contract. 2-year contract.
So
I think it's interesting, like, the idea that, like, you give up some of these, like, you can swap out some cheaper options. So if you let Joey go, you let Khalil go, you have Thule, who becomes your star guy, you can bring in a free agent that's serviceable because now you're opening up $30 million that you can spend next year as opposed to being, like, 20 under, you're going to be in the plus.
Right.
So you're basically just reshuffling. I think it's going to come down to whoever comes in, they're going to decide what players they want, and it won't really matter. It might hurt us as fans. But they're going to be like, I can go get a guy that's on another team or a free agent that will come in
Jim
and be
Harbaugh's
service.
Like, I know a guy on Michigan that would be great in this.
Exactly.
Position.
Yeah. So this is going to be a crazy year because there's nothing for us to base anything on.
Right.
I know. It's all.
That's why it's going to be fun.
Any type of guess I give you is just fun. Like I say corner. I don't know what we're going to have. Like I have no idea
what this roster
where coach is going to be. Maybe a coach is like, I don't need corners. Give me six safeties.
Yeah.
And we're going to run out there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens there, the K-Man, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Mike Z, who asked the question.
With so many glaring needs in April, how does one prioritize which to go after first, even second? It makes sense to trade down for multiple players. Agree? TYIA.
Yeah, I think we chatted about this earlier. Definitely so many different ways you could go or what you prioritize is all going to be based on what's on the roster.
Yes.
When it comes down to like getting rid of players, because it's going to happen this year. This is like the previous years where like we're not. Oh, Jesus! Almost lost my throat. Their previous years were where we were like, you know, we're definitely keeping this guy. There's definitely players we're getting rid of this year. It's just it has to happen. It has to happen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You can't just restructure everyone, and I don't think it's necessarily the best plan. So it's going to be crazy, but we'll find out once we start cutting and who's there, who becomes priority.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, trade down would be kind of exciting if that ends up being the case. Like if there is a quarterback hungry team that wants to move up into the top five.
Mm-hmm. Like the Broncos.
Like the Broncos. Yeah. Maybe. You never know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it would be fun to see there, Mike Z. And it's certainly not out of the question when you don't know who your GM is. So But thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to BoltFan24, who asked the question.
Happy New Year, guys! What is more important for the draft? Getting a true impact player that will be with us for over 10 years? And do we go offense to truly support Herbert or defense to stop being bottom three each year?
It's a good question. I mean, somebody that'll be with us for over 10 years, I mean, that's always cool, but, you know, that means you got to pay him eventually.
Yeah, I think multiple contracts. Like, if you're a first-round pick, you better re-up. You know, Kenneth Murray looks like he's about to get cut.
Yeah.
Well, not cut, but he's about to be done. We didn't re-up.
Didn't get that fifth year option. Yeah.
That's not a good sign. If you're a first-round pick, you better have performed enough to be able to earn a second contract.
Yeah.
So I think 10 years, I don't know, that's a lot. But at least two contracts you should get if you're a first-round pick.
Utah.
Give it two. But I don't think it matters, offense versus defense. I don't know if it's like a, hey, we have to support Herbert, or hey, we have to get, it's just who's going to make you a better football team.
Right.
You know, like, I think Herbert can cover up a lot of deficiencies on offense. If you're calling the right plays and you have your guys healthy. I don't think we haven't tried to support Herbert in that. And I don't believe that our defense has been poor because of personnel. I don't think that that's fully the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like a lot of our focus is on the defensive side. I mean, there are a couple of offensive picks, you know, Kevin mentioning, like, you know, getting an offensive lineman or a tackle. Wide receiver could be an option, you know, with Quentin not necessarily being what we want.
Like you said.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Spots.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the priority ends up being or how many extra picks they might get. But we'll have to wait and see there. BoltFan24, Mr. Blakely, thank you for asking the question.
Thanks, friend.
Let's move it on now to Arnie Gordon, who asked the question.
With the last game in sight, SJD was waived. Keenan, Williams, Bosa, and Mac could be question marks looking over the entire roster. Who do you believe may not survive a Harbaugh coach team? Homer, Caleb, your boy, boat up.
This is funny because we were talking about this on our Zoom hangout last time on Patreon. We were talking about who we think might not make it if Harbaugh ends up coming in to coach. And what do you think, Kyle?
I don't know if I know enough about, like, the way that Jim Harbaugh negotiates players and like navigates in and out of, like, their personalities. And man, the college game is so different than the NFL, and you're dealing with 18, 19, 20 year old kids. So you put up with personalities quite a bit. And like you work around it, and I don't know if Keenan, Mike, well, I don't think it's that top echelon of player that you're like, hey, I don't like the way this guy acts, let's cut him. I think you work with those guys. I think it'll be the lower part of our roster, you know, like those fringe guys, the Alohis, and I don't know who else is kind of has a contract up this year. I don't think he's gonna go cutting guys because they're under
Kendricks. Contract. There's gonna be a lot of guys that are on like 1 year left.
Kenneth Murray.
Kenneth Murray's gone.
All those fringe guys that I think that they'll be gone. I wonder if Joey Bosa. I think he coached against them when he was at Ohio State.
No, he did.
That was something that we did bring up.
We talked about it a lot. Yeah. They like actually had words for each other. So there was some drama there. So that was the one player I'd be like, if you walked in and he saw Joey Bosa, I'd be like, all right, later, you're out of here. Yeah. So I don't know. I think honestly, the way Joey, of all the players, the injury, the guys that are not able to play that much, Joey has been the most consistent player that has not been able to be on the field, and what he's making for what he's giving us is not worth it. And that sucks. And it's not like full, like he's not blowing an ACL and out for the whole season. He's missing giant chunks of the season. These are getting banged up injuries. These aren't season ending injuries. So I can't handle, I'm tired of a player that just gets banged up all the time and can't go. If you're going to get hurt, if you're going to go down and blow an ACL like Williams, that's what happens. Like that's just the reality of it. But I don't know. I don't think Bosa is going to make it through next year, unfortunately.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there, Arnie, but thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Athayer Kadare. Who asked the question?
Cha-cha-chat, Bulldog, my baby, and my love, Kevin and Kyle, the coach. First off, I want to wish you happy and safe and healthy New Year to you and your family, baby. I love you, my boys. Now to my questions. I have two, baby. First, looking at next year's schedule, what do you prefer? Herbert versus Burrow in primetime or Herbo versus Steelers defense on the road? Make your pick. I'm taking the Herbie on the road against the defense. Hostile environment, baby. Second question. If Bolt's a top six picks in the draft and Bowers is gone, will you trade down and how far? Remember, Matt Money Smith said, you have to find a partner. I'm not trading down. I'm taking Edge. Your picks, please, all the guys. Love you, my boys. Fuck the Raiders and Broncos. Let's go, baby.
Thier bringing the energy, as usual.
As usual,
thanks,
yes.
Thanks, Thier.
Good question, man. All right. Well, yeah, happy New Year to you there, buddy. And hope you have a safe and healthy New Year as well. As far as your first question, Herbert versus Burrow in primetime or Herbo versus the Steelers defense on the road, which do you prefer?
I love the Herbo-Burrow rivalry. I think it's like a, not like a hated, like ugly rivalry. I think it's like a, who's better? Let's flesh this out.
It's the same thing that was with Phil. You know, it was always going to be Phil versus Eli or Phil versus Ben. It's like
Eli, man.
Absolutely. But it was always
a little bit more like, I hate you so much, Eli. I hope you never complete another pass.
Right.
I don't feel that way towards Joe Burrow.
No. But I mean, just that draft class that Phil was a part of, those guys played their entire careers with the NFL. Right. So, I mean, I feel like Herbert and Burrow and Hurts and Love, those are going to be those guys that are, and Tua are going to be those guys for their entire careers constantly going against each other. So, yeah, I love that against Burrow.
Obviously, the Steelers, that's always a fun place to play, and the terrible towels are rolling around.
But great energy, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the Burrow matchup.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our opponents this upcoming for 2024. We play at New England again.
Yay.
So we got that again.
How awesome. How did we do that?
I don't know. It's in there. That's a road opponent. I think the one that'd be interesting just because we've had so much history with this guy is that we play the Saints at home. Herbert versus Derek Carr again. Carr,
yeah.
I don't know. I love seeing Carr panic in the pocket. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things. So I'll go with that one.
Which one?
New Orleans Saints at home.
That Carr wasn't an option, Kevin.
He said what you have coming up. He gave us two to look at, but I'm picking something else, Adam.
All right. Thier. Sorry, he's making up his own rules. So I can't control him. He's a wild.
No, but it was actually good. He triggered me to go look at our opponents, and I think that'd be fun. But Burrow, Herbert is always gonna be cool because they were like back to back. So, you know, or not back to back. The bread to the Tua sandwich.
Tua sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So of your options, I'll say the Burrow.
Okay. And then the second question, if Bowers is gone, what are you doing? You trading down?
Yeah.
Taking an edge? Are they taking that, what was that, the Liatu guy?
Yeah, from UCLA.
Would you take him or would you trade back?
I don't know. I think there's too many needs. We have such low cap space that we need to capitalize on all of our draft picks and maximize them. You know, I think that what you get at 6 versus what you get at 20 or 18, I think you can still get a stud back there at 18. And then in the second round, you still have your fifth pick of the second round too. So, I think you trade back to get what you can.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely like, you know, the idea that we've in the past, if we don't get our first round pick, those are the picks that hit for us. Those are the players that are dependable and accountable for the most part. Mm-hmm. So new GM, new coach, like who knows to say that we can't get really successful in the second and third round moving forward. And then all of a sudden we have a whole bunch of, like Kyle said a few episodes ago, whole bunch of B players and not all A's, but you just have more of the higher level players across the board, more depth, more of that. So, because I think we still have a really good roster. There's still a lot of good players on this team. It doesn't need to be like we need that star stud guy right away. Right. But I wouldn't be mad at any of these options. I'm not upset with at all.
Right. Yeah. Trading down. I mean, not getting out of the first, you know, getting a low first, but picking up a, you know, a second or a third, an extra one of those, that would be ideal.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, dude, at top five, you're swapping first and getting a second.
You get some chunk. You get some change.
And it's not about finding a, I mean, yeah, you do have to find a trade partner for sure.
Yeah.
But the way that they do it now, it's like mathematical. It's like a number five pick is worth this much. It's worth this many points.
Yeah, it has a value.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they all have value. It's like, it's not just like a, what will you give me?
Right.
You
know, it's not a, like it's, I have a $5 bill. How many ones will you give me? It's like, well, I'll give you five ones. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll give you five ones, but it's going to be three of those ones is going to be a high second, and two of those ones is going to be a fourth. You know, it's like, so you'll find a trade partner. As long as a quarterback is sitting there waiting, which it inevitably it will be there if we're in the top five, you'll find a partner. So, and you'll get what's fair based on the market. So I think you trade back for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Athir. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Big Red Bolts Fan.
Let's go.
Who asked the question? Was this season a total fail? That's a question for time to tell. For now, we grab our metal poles that contain our lunches, hold the kale, for it's back to work to seek that grail that's yet to appear in our tale. A fandom, what the hell? So now we hope the Wolverines prevail, and the winds of change do reach the sail of a coach whose college days are stale, whom we treat as royal and gladly hail with piles and piles of fan-written mail. Answer our prayers and please don't fail, ye gods of football whose heights we scale, so we can live at our last fairy tale. K, love you, bye, and can't you tell? Am I certified fresh? Nay, 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 I'm certified stale.
It's awesome, man. He's on fire.
He's becoming a staple of this.
I love it. I love it so much.
Taxes and Big Red Bolts fan.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I concur.
Yeah, no, it's I'm hoping that they prevail. Absolutely. Beautiful. For the Wolverines.
Yeah, I'm pulling for him.
Yeah. And I love it. We love it here. Big Red Bolts fan, thank you for taking us out on a high note.
It was beautiful.
And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bolt Fam. We greatly appreciate it. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. We only got one more Friday episode lined up for this season. After that, we're back to our one-a-week deal. So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it for us this week. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah,
2020. Happy New Year. We're going to kick 2024's ass.
Our year. Yeah, it's our year.
It's coming. This is a good year.
Baby.
This is our Adam and I are going to be 40. We're old. This is just a good year.
Yeah. Let that sink in.
But that's old.
That's tough, guys.
Yeah, quit giggling over there.
That's a tough look, guys.
34-year-old.
I'm 33, pal.
Well, this will be your 34 year.
I will be 34 this year.
This is correct.
Not 40.
That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up, because we're ready for any squad, any place.
K, love you, bye.
K, love you, bye.
K, love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Man, hey, how are you? My name's Don Yee, and I'm a big fan of smoke. Smoked meats, that is. That's why I opened my newest restaurant, Don Yee's House of Smoked Meats, where we have over 10 different smoky flavors to choose from. Hickory, mesquite, apple, maple, and our in-house special Polynesian blend. And when it comes to meat, we got brisket. Do you need anything else? So come on down to Don Yee's House of Smoked Meats. When you see the smoke, you've made it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.